Hi guys. How y'all doing? Welcome to Scripted Voices. In today's episode, we will be narrating Lavish Lemons. Sit tight, relax, grab a coffee, and enjoy. An interesting evening at River Rose Dock. Penelope boards a cruise ship with Damien, her fiancé. Watch the dress, love. Penelope smiles politely. Thank you. She kisses him on the cheek. They walk to the railing and watch the sunset as the ship departures. Beautiful, isn't it? He compliments. Penelope whispers, her soft lips on his neck. His neck hair stand as he listens to her seductive voice. Very. Damien swallows hard. Come here. He places his hands on her neck and angles his head for a kiss. He smiles and places his hand around her waist. And you deserve nothing less. After a moment of chatter and laugh, Damien takes off his coat and wraps it around her shoulders. It's getting cold, we should go in, he suggests. Penelope nods. They hold hand walking to their suite. Penelope takes off her heels and earrings. Oh, darn it! What's wrong, love? I seem to have lost my earring, she complains. Oh, don't worry. I'll get you another pair. That was an heirloom, panics Penelope. Penelope wraps her curved body with a robe. I'll go look outside. Maybe I dropped it on the way here. I just ordered pen. It'll just have to wait. She gets in her slippers and walks out. Damien texts on his phone. Penelope walks by a number of couples, anxious to find her earring. Excuse me, have you seen a golden flamingo earring? She asks a waiter. He shakes his head. She walks several steps to no avail. She sits on a bench and runs her hands through her blonde hair. Pen! Damien calls out. Penelope looks up and sees Damien. Come on, let's get back in, insists Damien. I can't, Damien. Well, at least let me help you, he requests. Penelope nods. They walk around the ship and overhear a bunch of ladies gossip. I heard we are cruising with the owner. He just boarded. Penelope walks to the railing. She lowers her shoulders in defeat. Hey, come on, usher's Damien. They walk back in defeat. I know what will cheer you up, he motivates. I don't think if anything can right now, Damien. Damien whispers on her ear, his lips parallel to her left ear. I want to make love to you on this floor. Be my dinner. Penelope swallows hard. I never took you for an adrenaline junkie. No one's here. He looks around. Penelope shakes her head. Not if you can catch me first. Penelope runs and Damien follows. Playing hard to get, are we? He shouts. He catches her and twirls her. Stop, come on, stop! She laughs. A bunch of people look at them. A man with a broad back and a neon suit turns. Penelope freezes. Xavier? Xavier side smiles and walks towards them. He shakes Damien's hand and kisses Penelope on the cheek. I hope the experience hasn't been dreadful. Grin Xavier. Yes. I mean, how are you? How have you been since... You flaked on me back in college, Sore, but fine. You two know each other. Questions Damien.
Yes, honey, this is Xavier. We went to the same college.
What she means to say is we dated back in college.
Subtly astonishes Damien. Xavier looks at her finger.
Ring. Nice.
He takes a drink from a passing waiter. Penelope massages her ring.
Looks
like dear old Penn is finally ready for some serious commitment. Damien's phone rings.
Sorry. He picks up his phone and walks a distance.
Xavier, I'm so sorry about college. You didn't deserve what I did.
Nah, we good. You look healthy.
Penelope smiles and looks around.
What are you doing in the cruise? I don't see you with anyone.
He talks through his glass.
I own it.
What?
She startles.
Damien comes back.
Ms. Anything? Honey, Xavier here owns the ship.
Fascinating.
I come from old money. I don't mean to brag.
Damien offers his hand.
I appreciate the services. I'll get my fiancée to bed if you don't mind.
Not at all. A slim but beautiful woman walks toward Xavier.
Honey, the rest of the crew want to say hi.
Xavier nods.
I guess I'll see you two around.
Fiance? Asks Damien.
No, girlfriend. Good evening.
They walk away, his hands around her waist.
Let's go, commands Damien.
Xavier, wait! Requests Penelope. Damien and Xavier look at her.
Yes?
I lost a family heirloom, an earring.
What does it look like?
Asks Xavier.
The flamingo ones. She scratches her hand. Xavier nods and walks away. Penelope and Damien get in their suite and walk to bed.
Should we?
Asks Damien.
We shouldn't, insists Penelope.
I just wonder why you never mentioned him.
I didn't think he'd matter.
Well, he does now. We are on his ship.
I'm tired. Can we not do this?
Damien turns off the lamp. Penelope walks out of the suite. A few couple roam around the ship. She shivers from the cold.
Ten,
Xavier calls out. Penelope sees Xavier. Penelope stares at him. He offers his hand.
Come with me.
Penelope holds his hand. They walk in an isolated room. Xavier takes off his coat and walks towards her. He kisses her endlessly and helps her with her robe. He raises her hands and takes off her satin nightdress. They look at each other spontaneously. Xavier takes off his jeans and walks backwards to an indoor rain window. Penelope goes down on him.
Oh yeah,
groans Xavier.
Xavier bangs her on the glass and strokes her gently. She moans proudly.
I want to make love to you just like old times, boo.
He traces her fingers on her shoulder, cupping her breast in his large arms. He raises her leg for easier access. A couple of minutes later, Penelope walks back in the suite. She slowly gets back on the bed. Damien turns and wraps his hand around her. Xavier walks in his suite. Come here, my sweet. Ushers Sabrina. Xavier crawls on the bed towards her.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. I hope you liked the story.
Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe for a shout out, and follow for more juicy episodes.
See you in the next one. Bye.